Welcome to Podcastify, your personal generative AI podcast. Hot off the press, we're diving into the sizzling world of AI agents, specifically the Manus AI buzz.
Manus AI, the mind-melding action-taking marvel? I'm all ears. But wasn't there a usability hurdle?
Exactly. That pesky lack of a UI made OpenManus, a potential open-source competitor, a bit of a head-scratcher for the average user. But fear not, podcast pals. Enter Automate.
Ooh, Automate. Tell me more. Another open-source Manus alternative? Does it have the same AI agent prowess?
While it might not be a perfect Manus AI replica in terms of raw agent performance, it brings some serious firepower to the table. Think user-friendly UI and the ability to control your computer, something Manus AI can't do. Plus, those AI agents are configured similarly to Manus, ready to tackle tasks efficiently.
Hold on. Control your computer? That's a game changer. So what's the magic behind Automate? Some kind of secret sauce.
The secret sauce, my friend, is OmniParser V2, Microsoft's open-source screenshot parser. This bad boy converts UI screenshots into structured data, turbocharging those large language model-based UI agents that make Automate tick.
So it's like seeing with AI eyes and then acting on it. That's incredible. And what about hardware requirements? Anything we should know?
Good catch. They recommend a video card with at least 4 gigabytes of VRAM. Less than that, and you're risking a bumpy ride. Oh, and a heads up, stick to macOS or Linux. Windows is a bit unstable with Automate right now.
Noted. So walk us through getting this AI assistant up and running. Is it a complicated setup?
Not at all. You'll need VS Code, Python, Git, and Conda. Clone the repository, create your virtual environment, install the requirements. It's all pretty straightforward. They even provide the commands.
Sounds doable. Any limitations in terms of models? Can you use any LLM?
Currently, OmniParser supports 4 models, GPT-4, Omni 4.5, the 2024 1120 version, and the preview from this year. They're promising more down the line, though.
Got it. And once it's running, what can you actually do with it? Any cool examples?
Oh, plenty. It can analyze screenshots, automatically tag your chat history, even create and edit files on your computer. Imagine having it implement a research strategy and output a full document, ready to go on your desktop. Insane, right?
Absolutely insane. So it's a full-blown automation powerhouse. But is it a true Manus killer?
Well, it's still early days. Automate has its quirks, but it's a fantastic starting point and a very promising alternative. Definitely worth checking out. All the links are in the description, of course.
Fantastic. This is definitely one to watch. Thanks for the insightful breakdown.
You got it. Thanks for listening to Podcastify. Catch you next time.
Bye-bye.